Kiran Chof Bezom with Aleph. Sukkah Hamiduv Leles, Vishatzil Sum Rubin Yecham Suk Sheira. Rashi says Sukkah Hamiduv Leles, Lakam Mefarish Lagmar. The Gemara explained two different Lashonos, two different Sheetas, what Sukkah Hamiduv Leles is. And Tzil Sum Rubin Yecham Suk Sheira. Hamauve Kimin Bayis, the Schach is very thick, mamish like a roof. Afal Pisha Ein Hakokhov Nirim Mitocha, you can't even see the stars. Still, it's kosher. Some hold that if it's so thick that the rain can't come in bichlal, that's not called schach anymore. That's already a house. Okay. Now, she sukkah medivlel, 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 can't ask that on that base, we already said that, what's it called? Chamsa merubah mitzilsa is possible, so tzilsa merubah mechamsa is kosher. So what do you need another Mishnah for? Shechamsa merubah mitzilsa psula, einon doma zulazul. The mikshe kash in adodi, the raminon la bigmora mishaninon. Not exactly the same. One tells me that chamsa merubah mitzilsa is possible. The other one tells me that tzilsa merubah mechamsa is kosher. And the Gemara is going to ask, that's mashma, that if it's exactly the same, the diuk of here is the opposite of the diuk of there. So the Maaser are telling me two separate halachas. I'm uva kmin bayis shesochach sheschach shelo av maot, very thick layers of schach. In my meduvleles, what is a sukkah meduvleles? Omar Rav sukkah aniya. Rashi aniya sheish be schacha koni maat. It's very sparsely covered. The yeshba avir harbe. There's a lot of air spaces. Ela she'ein bo shlosha biyachad. There's no place where there's three tefachim. By three tefachim, what's it called, together. There's a lot of spaces in the schach. And still, it's kosher. Shmuel Omer, kona ola v'kona yored. And Shmuel says, talking with the schach is on two levels. You have some of the twigs are going down and some are up. Rashi shelo hishva haschach v'hashkiv ha'konim zetel zeh. You didn't put all the schach on the same layer. Ela echad lamala vechad lamala. One's higher, one's lower. Umitocha chamsa merub mitzilsa. And because of that, Rashi says, it's more sun than shade. Because it's not equal. Vashmina masnisan damrin and kol she'ilu hoyim musuchachim b'shove hoysa tzilsa merub mechamsa k'sheira. And the chiddush is that if you would consider them all on the same level, then the, what's it called, the shade would be more than the sun, it's kosher. Tosa says that can't be. What does Rashi mean? Right? What Rashi means is that because they're on different levels, when the sun is on an angle, it comes through and there's more sun. But if you put them all together, it'd be more shade than sun. Tosa says we don't look at the sun on an angle. We look at the sun only when it's above. Is it more shade or sun? And if it's above, it doesn't make a difference if they're up or down. The sun's coming down straight and it has to hit all the things, all the layers. So Tosa says that the problem is not with the sun and the shade. The problem is that it's not considered a layer of schach. Since the schach is on two different layers, it's not considered schach. Schach, it's either this one or that one. You can have two. Rav Toni Chada. Rav, the way he learns sukkah mevdivlelis is one thing. A sukkah that is sparsely covered, right? But it's more shade than sun is okay. It's all one halacha. Shmuel Tani Tarte. And Shmuel says two different halachas, two different sukkahs. One is sukkah meduvleles, where the schach is on two different levels. And the other one is a sukkah that has more shade than sun, even if it's only barely. Rav Tani Chad, the sukkah meduvleles, my meduvleles, meduldeles, shetzilzum rub mechamsa, ksheira. Rav learns all talking about one case, sukkah meduvleles. What is that? It's a sparsely covered sukkah where still there's more tzeil than sun. That's kosher. Shmuel Tani Tarte. Shmuel learns in two different cases. My meduvleles, mevulbeles. Meduvleles is where the schach is on two different layers. The Tarte Tani, sukkah mevulbeles, ksheira. If you have a schach on two different layers, it's kosher. The tzilsim rumechamsa ksheira. And also, if the shade is more than the sun, is also kosher. Omra Baya, lo shonu ela she'ein bein zel ze shlosha tfachim. When did Shmuel say that sukkah meduvleles is kosher? Even if the schach is on two layers, if there's not more than three tfachim, between, if there's not three tfachim or more between the two layers of schach. And Tulsa says that we measure this three tefachim on an angle. In other words, where this one ends, the other one has to begin. Aval yesh bein ze leze gimel tefachim psula. But if there's more than three tefachim or more between the layers, then it's possible. Because it's considered mamish like two layers of schach, and they're not mitzarif, and each one's not tzilsum iru mechamsa. It's only tzilsum iru mechamsa if you mitzarif them together. And since neither one is what's it called enough, and they're three tefachim apart, neither one is considered schach. It's not enough to pasul a sukkah, according to the shitas we had before, because of schach, two schachas, two sukkahs, because neither one is kosher schach. They're only kosher schach together. Okay, Omar Rava, afilu yesh bein ze leze shlosha tefachim, no milo amran, ela she'ein begago tefach. Aval yesh begago tefach, sheira, da amrinon chavot rami. And that which we said, that if there's three tefachim or more separating the two layers of schach, that it's possible, that's only if the schach is not at least a tefach wide. But if the schach, each piece of schach is a tefach wide, we say that chavot rami, that the schach, the upper schach, as if it would be down. We say gurachis by the schach. And this upper schach is considered like it's down between the other schach, and it's all considered one layer. Rashi. Rav Tani Chada. Kana Olav Kana Yored. Have we said this already? Rav Tani Chada Meduvlas Veshitzilsim Rumecham. So Achada Sukkah Kaim. It's all going on one sukkah. It's all the same. It's just different conditions of the same psul. Shmuel Tani Masnisim betray sukkos, and Shmuel says it's all about two different sukkos. One's meduvleles, where the schach isn't on the same level, and the other one is where there's more shade than sun. Rav Tani Chada Sukkah Shianiya She Meduvleles Meduvdeles Imtilsim Rumecham Sukshir. All one thing. Shmuel Tani Tarte Sukkah Meduvleles Kshira Damrin Rowing. Right, that a sukkah where the schach isn't on one level, and it's less than three tefachim between the levels, you consider it all one level, and what's it called? Kosher. There should still some rumi chamsa mil sachrisi. And the sukkah where there's more shade than sun is a separate inyan. Dashmina nami v'sukaniya sheish b'chama im tzilsum ruba k'shera. Even a sukkah that has a lot of air holes in it, and there's a lot of sun, but still, if you make a cheshbon, there's more shade than sun is kosher. Lo shana de Shmuel de kana ola de kana yorik sheira. I'm reading Rowan. Rava said that which Shmuel said, that a sukkah that has different layers of schach is kosher. That's only ela de ein ben zela ze shlosha. The chol pachas mishlosha chadahi. Then you mitzaref them together because it's leveled. But and then Rava also said that that's only where they're three tefachim apart. That it's possible is only shein begago be kana ola roch of tefach. That the upper layer of schach, each thing is less than a tefach. The lav shame oel alel, then it doesn't have a din of an oel. Lachshuve lemeimer bechavot rami. Because if it has a din of an oel, at least a tefach, then we say that you consider the upper one as if it extends down. Hashpel v'hashleicho sol ha'avish atachtov. Throw it down. Chavot means to throw something down. You throw it down imaginary-wise on the one below. It's similar to the concept of good achis by a mechitza, that you extend the mechitza down. When you're extending the edge of a mechitza down, that's called good achis, right? But mashochos over horeid ulein hamutal rochav, something that's put on the width. And you want to close up an airspace beneath it and make this considered going down, there you're not extending a wall or an edge. You're pushing that thing down as if it's below instead of above. Then you say throw it down. Here you say extend it. Here you're not extending anything, you're throwing it down. So this one's called chavot and this one's called gurachis, but they're basically the same idea. Amrimin chavot rami shgavoa shlosha v'yosher. Even if it's more than three tefachim high, then we say throw it down and consider it below. to ilu apachus megimel, because we're talking less than three tvachim, lav chavul to. You don't have to throw it down anywhere. It's considered like it's down already. Shari hu kemushka v'lo, because it's a lovud. Okay. Omar Rava. Mino amina lo dechi isla beitefach amrina chavut rami, dechi les beitefach v'ches beilo amrina chavut rami. Where do I know from that something only it's a tefach wide, then you say chavot rami, because it has the dimensions already of an ohel, it's choshev enough to say this halacha. But if it's less than a tefach wide, you don't say chavot rami. Where do I know that from? Disnan. Koros habayis v'aliyah. She'in aleya maziva. V'hei mechuvanos. You have a roof of a house and the roof of the second story. First story and second story, and there's no maziva. In other words, totally exposed to the heavens. But there are still the, what's it called, the koros. You have the beams upon which the slats go, and then you put the roofing. So there's no roofing, and there's no slats. There's only beams with space between them. And you have the beams of the first floor, and the beams of the second floor, and they are exactly, what's it called, parallel one to the other. Not parallel, but they are mechuvan. They're exactly one underneath the other. Right, so you have a board across the roof, and exactly above it, in the same place, just higher, is another board across the roof of the second story. Tumma tachas achas mehen. So if there's tumma underneath one of those boards, and the boards are a tefach wide, that's normal that they're at least a tefach wide of these beams that hold up the roofing. So if, what's it called, there's tuma underneath one of these boards, so it's directly underneath, both the first floor and second floor are in line, and there's a space between them. So if the tuma is underneath one of them, tachteha tami, anything that's under that beam is tami, because it's an ohel, and it brings tuma from one end of the beam to the other. So if you have something under one end of the beam and tuma on the other side of the beam, then the tuma extends and is matami everything under the beam. Bein ha-tachtona ve'elyona. So that's if it's on the floor of the first floor. Then anything under that beam of the first floor is tami. If the tuma is on top of the beam of the first floor, between it and the beam of the second floor, so it's now on underneath the beam of the second floor, on top of the beam of the first floor, Beinehem, one second. Bein tachton l'alyona, beinehem tami, al gavu alyona kenegdo ad l'rakia tami. What's it called? And then, whatever is under that top beam, between the two beams is tami. But what's below is not tami, and what's above that top beam is not tami, because since it's an ol, it stops the tuma, and the tuma doesn't go down either. So it's contained in the middle, between the top of the bottom beams and the bottom of the top beams. Al gabei ha'elyon, if the tumah's on top of the top beam, so then keneg gad l'rakia tamei, the tumah then goes up till the heavens, there's nothing to stop it, but it doesn't go down. So nothing underneath is tamei, only what's above it passes over it would be tamei. Hal yu ha'elyonos kebein ha'tachtonos, what if it's not a case where they're in line. The bottom beams and the top beams are in line, but just the opposite. They're staggered. You have the bottom beam and then a space, and the top, you have a space where the bottom beam is, opposite it, and the beam where the space is. Okay? So, tuma tachtehen, tachas kulan tamit. So now, if there's tuma underneath both layers of beams, you consider that the upper beam closes the area of the bottom one, and it's a completely closed roof. If it's completely closed, and it brings tuma not just under that beam, but through the entire first floor. Right? Tachteim tachas kulan tomei al gabeim kenegdon ad l'rakia tomei. Right? If it's on top of the what's it called, the second beams, right? So then what's it called? Al gabehem kenegdon ad l'rakia tamei. Then it goes up ad l'shamayim, the tuma, right? Let's see Rashi here. He explains this whole, both cases. Hochi Garcina. Lahach Masnisim be Orlos. The Mission Orlos. Koros Habayis for Aliyah. She'ein Aleya Maziva, the Hein Mechuvanos. You have beams of a first floor and a second floor that have no roofing on it. All they are is beams. And everything else is exposed. So Bain Tuma Tachas Achas Mehen Tachter Tommy. If the Tuma is under one of these beams, then anything directly under that beam, on any side of the beam, is Tommy. Baina Tachtona Lalyona, if the Tuma is on top of one of the bottom beams, between that and the top beam, then Beinayim Tommy, whatever is on the beam, right, between the two is Tommy. Al Gabe Hualyona Kinegda Verkia Tommy. If the tumor is on top of the top beam, then the tumor goes up indefinitely, but it doesn't go down. Hoyu Hualyonos Kivena Tachtonos, the tumor tachteyan, tachas kulam tummy. If, however, the beams weren't in line, but the top ones were opposite the space of the bottom ones, then if there's what's it called tumor underneath the bottom ones, right, then kulam tummy. Everything is tummy. Al gabeyan, if it's everything underneath, the whole house underneath, the first floor is tummy. Because the top beams close the space of the bottom beams, and it's like one continuous roof. And therefore the ohel extends over the entire area. Whatever's under that ohel is tummy. Al gabeyam kenegdon, adlerakia tummy. Right? If the, what's it called, the atuma is on top of the beams, okay? Vahachi perusha. Koros habayis, oson shaliyah asuya behen, shikore shuliva, kore shaliyah hein, shahagag osi bohem, shikorin trib, the gagim shalem chalokim hoyvashavim. You have two kinds of boards. You have the beams. Those are the things that go lengthwise. And then you have the crosswise little beams that hold up the roofing. So the little ones aren't there. The big beams are there, and there's obviously no roofing. Umeinichin anasarim mikor lekora kamin tikras aliyah. Right, you put the nasarim, the little boards, the slats, between the beams, and then you put the roofing on top of that. She'ein aleihem aziva v'lo nasarim. There are no slats, and the meila there's no roofing. Umaziva lav dafka nokat elastam heichad leka maziva leka nasarim. Where there's no mazivas, using on nasarim. So all you have is these beams. Nothing else. The hein mechuvanos, so elyonos mechuvanos kenegra tachtonos malis aleihem. The beams are in line. So if you look straight up, you have one beam on top of the other, and one space on top of the other. Tuma tachasachas mehen, tachasachas mea tachtonos. If the tuma is under one of the bottom beams, tachtea tome al pnei kol ha'orka. Then for the length of the beam, whatever's under that beam is tome. Because it's an ohel. And the tumah goes from one end of the beam to the other, but it doesn't extend past the beam. The yesh baruch v'tefach, kinemefarish l'kamon, because each beam is a tefach wide. Umevias atumah, male, it's an oel, and it brings tumah from one end of it to the other. V'chol shar habayis tomei, v'chol shar habayis mato mala tar, and the rest of the house underneath and above is tar. Because the tumah can't go past the beam, so it stops, and it can't go to the rest of the house because there's a space in between. The at keneged osu hakora lamala dahainu beinola veinadona, even what's opposite that kora above it is tar. The ain tumah elatachtel levad, because an ol stops tumah. It's chotzes b'fnei tumah. The tumah goes to the top of the ol and then spreads out, doesn't go up past it. Bein tachtonu le'elyona b'neim tamei. If the tuma is on top of the bottom board, below the top board, then what is between the bottom boards and top boards is tamei, along the length of that korah. Kol kelim shebein osun hashtayim tamei, she'elyona ma'helas al ha'tuma u'mevias ha'tuma al pnei kol orka tachtela. Same idea. It brings the tuma across the whole length of the board. So anything between the bottom and top that is within the confines of the board where the tumah is tummy. Al ho'elyona, if the tumah is on the top of the top board, So it's exposed now to Shamayim. There's nothing above it. The Tumal Yona, Kenegat Tumal Rakia Tommy. Shrein Dover Mechotse, Semenumal. There's nothing above that. So the Tuma goes up straight out of Shamayim. And anything that passes over that is going to become Tommy. Ha Yuhal Yonos Kevena Tachtonos. Shaloh Yu Mechovonos Ekenegazu. If the top beams were not in line with the bottom beams, but they were above the space between the beams. Elohel Yonos Mechovonos Kenegat Ha'avr Shabina Tachtonos. Tuma tachas achas me and tachas kulam tummy. If there's tuma under any one of the boards on the bottom, then it's like the house is completely covered, and if tuma is anywhere, anything, if kalim are in the house, they become tummy. Tamrinan b'cholo el yonos chovet rami. We say on the upper beams that they're considered like they're down, and they close the space of the bottom beams. V'shlichon b'na tachtonos, v'avi kol habayis mekura, v'avi ol echad. Comes out that the bottom is completely covered, because the spaces don't exist anymore, because the boards are considered like they come down and fill the space. The shaila, whether the boards have to be exactly the same width as the spaces. What if the boards are wider than the spaces? Do you say chavat rami also? You only say chavat rami when it'll fit into the space. But if it won't fit into the space, then you don't say it. Or no, as long as part of it covers the space, the what overlaps is also, you say chavat rami. It's machlokas rishonim. Tuma tachas achas mehen tachas kulan tami. Damrinan b'chol ha'alyonos chovet rami v'shlichem b'na tachtonos v'avi kol ha'bayis mekora v'avi o'al echad. K'nemoki b'braisa sh'ayu rochav ha'alyonos k'shir avur sh'b'na tachtonos. Here Rashi's mashma that has to be where the width of the top ones is exactly the same width as the space beneath it. V'tani Allah hachi garsin Allah v'med dvor ma'murim b'zman sh'yesh b'en. Oh, we need to see it. We gotta get it. Okay.
In the case where there's some tuma at the bottom and it's considered completely closed, a cleat on the top half above the first.
Which would be the same halacha as if it would be where they were in line.
Right.
There's nothing on the top.
It doesn't get something
right there. This halacha only applies where the boards are a tefach and the space between them is a tefach. Aval ein beineim poseach tefach. Right, but if there's no space between them that's poseach tefach, they don't say chavat rami. Make the boards of a tefach come down into a space that's less than a tefach. That's for sure. Then tuma tachas achas me'an tachteh tami beinim v'algabeim tar. Then it has the same halacha as if the upper boards would not close the space. It has the same halacha as if there's a space. Same halacha as if it will be the top boards. And then whatever underneath the board is tame. And whatever is under what's it called, under the space or anywhere else in the house is tahor. Alma ki yesh beit tefach amrinu chavad rami v'chiles beit tefach lo amrinu chavad rami. We only say chavad rami where the upper boards are at least a tefach. Shema mino Rashi v'tani Allah hoki garsin Allah b'med varmu izvan sheish bohen tefach v'yesh beinayim poseach tefach. There's a space of a tefach and the boards are a tefach. So the board now can be considered going down into that space. If there's not a space of a tefach between the boards, then we don't consider the upper board to close the space because it's too small. The logar sinu ein bohem tefach. We're not goris that the boards don't have a tefach, because then all of the din of oil wouldn't apply. Then the tumah would go up and it wouldn't go across. All the boards are a tefach, that's for sure, otherwise none of these halachas would apply. There's not an oil. But when do we say that the upper tefach is as if it closes the space? When the bottom has a tefach of space. But if there's not a tefach of space, then we don't say that the bottom comes down and closes up an area where it's too wide. And therefore we look at each thing separately, and then the halachas, like the first part, where each board is a separate thing, a separate ohel, the tumah doesn't go beyond the board, it spreads out across the board, doesn't go past the board either. Then the logar sin ein boem tefach, vachi perusha v'men dvaramun dekulam asisim b'sheish boem tefach, ki yesh b'tachtonos halolu tefach u'beineim poseach tefach. Talking where the bottom ones are tefach, and there's a poseach tefach between them. Misuk masisim shaper, damrinim chavad rami, then we say chavad rami, where the boards are in line
then the only tumah affects what's directly under that board that it's under, not what's above that board, but not what's below that board, and not what's on the side of that board. Dekivan diyesh ba tefach, maybe it's a tumah v'chotzit ne'atumah. Since it's a tefach, it stops tumah, and it carries tumah for anything that's under it. Hilkach tachteha tomi v'agaba tar. Tumah gaba tachteha tar, afilu keneged ha'tumah d'chotzetzit. If there's tumah on the board, it doesn't go down either. It stops it from going down. It goes up, right, to the board above, which is an ohel, and spreads out along the whole length of that board, but doesn't go beyond that top board, right? That board stops it from going beyond it. K'she'ena mechuvanos, however, where the boards are not in line, they're staggered, k'ven diyesh b'neim posech tefach, and there's a space of a tefach between each board, and each board is a tefach, and therefore the upper boards are exactly as wide as the space between the lower boards, which is a tefach. Then if the tumah is underneath the bottom boards, it's considered like one continuous roof, and anything in that room is tameh. But if the bottom boards don't have a tefach between them, it's less than a tefach, then if the boards are mechuvin keneged that, they're not a tefach, because they're as wide as a space, right? Tuma tachas achas mi'an minach tachtonos tachteh tomi v'sulo delo amrin chavit rami. The upper boards are less than a tefach, or according to what's it called, pashtus, if the bottom boards are what's it called, less than a tefach apart, so the portion that would come down is less than a tefach. So mele, you don't say chavut rami. Beinehem, bein atachtonos olyonos, if the tumah is on top of the bottom board, right, then the roof stops it from going down, right? The roof has no effect on what comes up, and the upper boards are separated. So only what's under the beam, where that tumah is directly underneath, is what's it called, is tameh. And if it's not under a beam, it's under a space of the top, it goes up out to Shamayim, but it doesn't go across. Kishehei mechuvanos tohar, vuadin b'shehei mechuvanos shal gaba tohar, v'tachteh otome. Tekiven yesh batefach, mevi atumah l'chol orach shetachteh, v'chotzes b'nei atumah, l'tayr al gaba. If the tumah is on top of the bottom beams, underneath a top beam, then the top beam stops the tumah from going beyond it, and spreads it out according to the along the whole length of the beam. Man de goris ein boim tefach toa. Whoever has a gears over here that's talking with us, no tefach, is making a mistake. Dim kein tuma tachas achas mehen ein kol tachte otame. If the upper beam is less than a tefach, it's not an oel. And nothing is tame on the sides of the beam, according along the whole thing, because the tuma does not get moved underneath that beam. What happens? It's like the beam's not there. The tumah just goes straight up. So anything that's above that beam would be tameh. Anything under that beam would not be tameh. It's the opposite halach. The ain shir lahavi tumah. The ain al gaba keneged tumah tar shein bashir lachut. Similarly, if it's not an ohel, it won't stop the tumah from going beyond it. So here the halach will be just the opposite. Whatever's above that beam will be tameh. Whatever's under the beam won't be tameh. The tumah al gaba keneged tumah tameh v'tachteh nami tameh. The tumah bokas v'yoredes shein bashir lachut. Same thing. If the bottom beams are not a tefach, not only will the tumah go all the way up and never stop, it'll go all the way down and never stop too. Because only something that is a tefach stops tumah from going up or down. But if something is on a beam that's less than a tefach, the tumah goes all the way down, the tumah goes all the way up. But it doesn't go across the beam or according to the length of the beam. V'tosefti garsina behedjev maskon v'amed dvar maurim pam shniya. The Garcin and Hachi, Bamed Dvorim Aburim, Shesh Poseh Tefach, Aval Ein Beinayim Tefach. The Tosefta says the Feirish, or this whole halach is talking where the beams are at least a Tefach. Okay. Yosef Rav Kahana, the Ka'omer Lo Hashmaisa. Rav Kahana was saying over this halacha, Omer Le Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana, the Chol Hecha, the Lesbe Tefach, Lo Amrin and Chavad Rami, wherever there's not a Tefach, you don't say Chavut Rami. Vatanya, I'll show you a braisa which seems to say that you say chavit rami even without a tefach. Kora hayotzi mikosol zeh. The ainu no gas mikosol zeh. Right? You have a kora by a mavui that goes out, from one wall, but it doesn't reach the other wall. Yeah, there's a space between it, more than three tefachim between it and the wall. The chen shtei koros. Achas yotzi mikosol zeh, v'achas yotzi mikosol zeh, v'ainu no gasu b'zu. You have two koros, and they come, one from this side, one from this side, and they don't meet in the middle. Okay? They don't touch each other. There's a space between them. So in order for a mavi to be kosher, you need a kora from one wall to the other. Right? Here you don't have a kora from one wall to the other. Right? It doesn't reach the walls on the side, or it doesn't reach in the middle. So pachas mishlosha eino tzorech lahavi kora acheres. If the space between the kora and the walls, or the kora and the other kora, is less than three tefachim, it's okay, you say lavud. Shlosha tzorech lahavi kora acheres. If it's more than three, right, then you have three or more, you have to bring another kora. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer, pachos me arba ein tzorech lahavi kora acheres. Arba tzorech lahavi kora acheres. Okay? If it's four or more, then you have to bring. Less than four, but more than three, you don't have to bring. Okay, we're going to wait till tomorrow to explain this, but let's see this Rashi here. Lohashmai said the Rava. Rav Kahana was saying over Rava's halacha that you don't say chavut rami if the the space or the korah is less than a tefach. Pachos mi'arboa. Rav Shimon Svir le pachos mi'arboa lavud b'chol duchta. So the machlokes we've had before, that what's lavud? Lavud is less than three or lavud is less than four. So the machlokes of that part of the machlokes is only, do you say lavud less than four or lavud less than three? Basically the same halacha. But we're, you know, Geya to Archive is what's going to come tomorrow, where it's not talking about lavud, it's talking about whether one korah is above the other and the shaila is making them come down.